From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Today, whilst I kicked the dust away from my shoes, the first of the summer storms scattered ice and rain along the coast in spasmodic patches of torment to the parched and deadened countryside. The evening news showed layers of hail clogging down pipes and weighing down roofs along the east coast of this wide brown land. A monster train was hauling thousands of tons of fodder for starving stock in New South Wales, and pictures released by NASA were showing another monster storm weaving its way towards Japan. Recovery work is still ongoing in the Philippines and parts of India. The gods of weather are fiercely reminding us of their power and giving amateur radio a chance to show its worth, its value, as first response workers attack the damage of floods, wind and landslide. Locally, the Disaster Coordination Centre is posting the campaign messages for summer preparedness in the hope that my fellow citizens will have a go bag, an escape plan and a survival kit. Yards will be tidied and items that can be carried by storm winds are secured. Of course, everyone locally has adequate means of removing tree limbs, palm fronds and unwanted garden furniture. Well, that's not exactly the case. I live in an area of elderly and disabled residents who depend on care services for many tasks. There seems to be no real plan to assist these people to complete the storm or wet season preparations. Now, I mention this as we amateurs seem to be getting older and less physically able to do many things they could in younger years. Climbing towers and doing regular maintenance on station outside equipment can be getting more difficult for many of us. As a suggestion, maybe there's an opportunity to catch up with some of the old-timers in our area. Introduce ourselves face-to-face and help out with some of the obvious jobs that are needed at this time of year. As a club activity, it may be possible to renew memberships, introduce new members to older hams, and do a bit for a safer, better-prepared community. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.